With Marcy Silliman, I'm Ross Reynolds. You're listening to The Record. The World Health Organization has approved a vaccine for Japanese encephalitis. It's a deadly brain disease that kills thousands of children every year. The vaccine was developed in China and tested at PATH right here in Seattle. That's the global health nonprofit. It is the first ever Chinese-made vaccine to be approved by the WHO. Dr. Kathy Neusel is professor at the University of Washington's Department of Global Health, and she's also director of the Vaccine Access and Delivery Global Program at PATH. Dr. Neusel, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
First of all, tell us a little bit about Japanese encephalitis. I'd never heard of it before. Where is it?
Well, Japanese encephalitis, or JE, is known as a neglected tropical disease. So I think you aren't the only person that's never heard of it. As you said in your introduction, it's a very severe and even deadly virus infection of the brain. It's caused by the bite of an infected mosquito. And the mosquitoes and the virus that spread this disease occur across a really broad area in Southeast Asia and the Western Pacific, an area that's home to nearly 4 billion of the world's population.
And yet it's called Japanese encephalitis. Why is that?
Well, it's caused Japanese encephalitis because it was first identified in Japan in the late 1800s. But as I said, we now know that it really occurs across a broad area of Asia and the Pacific.
Now, I understand Japanese encephalitis, less than 1% of people infected by it get seriously ill, but it is killing children. So I assume that they are particularly susceptible.
Yes. Children are unfortunately particularly susceptible and particularly susceptible to severe disease. And it is children predominantly that live in poor regions and rural areas. We feel that this is likely true because by the time you've reached adulthood, most adults have already been exposed to the virus. So children that live in those areas are being exposed for the first time and can therefore get very serious infection.
And it kills 15,000 children a year, but also Japanese encephalitis disables many more.
Absolutely. So, you know, we believe the number of recognized cases is about 70,000. That is clearly an underestimate. Up to a third of those children die, and another third will have very serious disability, either mental disability, sometimes physical disability. And again, these are children in areas of the world that don't have the services that really can help them overcome some of these disabilities.
Dr. Neusel, it's so interesting to me that this vaccine just approved by the World Health Organization has been in use for 20 years in China. Has it been effective there?
Yes, it's certainly been used, as you say, for many, many years in China. It had a strong record of safety and efficacy there, and I think it's one of the most fascinating aspects of this story, which is when PATH initially received the grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to help tackle this important problem, that we actually discovered that there was a vaccine out there, that it was already being used, and that it would be quite promising to use outside of China.
Why was it restricted to China for 20 years if this is killing thousands of children every year?
Yeah, that's a great question. Part of that question, I think there are two answers to that question. I think part of it is that there are really different regulatory standards throughout the world for approving or using a vaccine or drug, and each country may have its own standards. In order to be used more widely, we like to apply a more general standard, and one of those is called World Health Organization pre-qualification for a vaccine. And for example, we've all heard about UNICEF, and UNICEF procures vaccines for children in poor countries who otherwise can't afford them. Gavi helps pay for these vaccines. Neither of these organizations will procure or support vaccines that aren't pre-qualified by WHO. So simply being licensed in China or any other single country isn't enough to be able to get this vaccine elsewhere.
I'm talking to Dr. Kathy Neusel. She's at PATH, and we're talking about the first ever Chinese-made vaccine to be approved by the World Health Organization. It's expected to help a lot of people afflicted by Japanese encephalitis, which kills 15,000 children a year. Dr. Neuzel, it's the first ever Chinese-made vaccine to be approved. Have other Chinese vaccines gone before the WHO but been denied approval?
No, this is the first to go before the WHO and the first to gain this approval. And it really is a major milestone. You know, China is the entry of China onto the global vaccine marketplace could really fundamentally shift how vaccines are made, how they're delivered, how they're priced for the developing world by increasing competition, among other things.
So will the vaccine made by the Chinese be produced by the Chinese for use in parts of the world where Japanese encephalitis is a problem?
Absolutely. In fact, even before this pre-qualification milestone, which occurred in October, individual countries can choose to license and approve this vaccine. And, you know, through the work of PATH, my organization, and the manufacturer, we were able to get this vaccine out even before pre-qualification to about 150 million children in India and Cambodia, in Laos and elsewhere, who were experiencing outbreaks and had no other affordable vaccine to turn to.
And this last point I think is important. We're just about out of time, but it is an affordable vaccine. It can go to people in parts of the world where they don't have a lot of money.
Absolutely. That was one of the aspects that we negotiated with the manufacturer, is that it had to be affordable to be able to be used in low-income countries.
Dr. Neuzel, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Kathy Neuzel, professor at the University of Washington's Department of Global Health, and she's also director of the Vaccine Access and Delivery Global Program at PATH, the agency which is here in Seattle. You're listening to The Record.